It was pitch black when the plane landed in Siem Reap, Cambodia. There were no lights other than the tiny ones on the runway to guide the plane. I pulled on my backpack, slung a day pack over each shoulder, and headed down the aisle. Then panic set in. I froze, took a series of deep breaths.
"Move along, little doggy. You're clogging the aisle."
I whirled around. Hanks, the Chinese Malay cowboy? Relief flooded me. "You?
Howdy.
What are you doing here?" Although Hanks was hatless, he still wore his standard Western shirt and jeans, and his sideburns were there in all their glory.
"Gerd thought I'd make a good guardian."
"Guardian? You're my age." My relief turned to indignation. Hanks said,
"Actually, I'm 2 whole years older than you, Spore. Makes a world of difference."
So Hanks was babysitting me again.
"I've toured Angkor before, and I speak conversational Cambodian. My aunt's from Phnom Penh, so I'm darn qualified to be your guardian."
Then it hit me. I bet she missed the plane on purpose. This was all planned, and she says she doesn't plan. Now, why would she do that? But there was something odd in his voice. "What about your internship?"
"Renjiro thought I deserved some time off for good behavior."
Hanks pulled his cowboy hat out of an overhead compartment and plopped it on his head. Then he took my day pack and slung it over his shoulder and picked up a duffel bag, which was topped with a lasso.
"Move along, move along,"
he smiled at the flight attendant.
"And I thought I wasn't going to get in any herding practice."
She just smiled blankly and salaamed. Why had Grandma asked him along? We didn't even know each other, and now we were supposed to be travel buddies? Wait, make that guardian and ward? What was she up to?
"I hope you have money," I said.
We disembarked down a set of metal stairs. The heat and humidity assaulted us as we made our way across the tarmac into the airport, which resembled a set from a 1950s movie and was probably built in that era. Stoic custom officials wearing tan uniforms dotted with medals stamped our passports and checked our visas. Then Hanks led me outside where a bevy of taxi drivers, each of them nursing a stub of a cigarette, rallied for our business. He smoothly negotiated and, in a matter of minutes, we zoomed off into more darkness, the headlights weakly illuminating just 2 feet in front of us. Barely visible Cambodians on bikes and motorcycles shared the road with us, casually moving out of the way as we chugged by. Brightly colored sarongs and rubber flip-flops seemed to be the common garb for both women and men. The town of Siem Reap itself was no brighter. Like Malacca, it had a river cutting through town, though this one was much narrower and flanked with benches. Electric light bulbs shone weakly above cafe tables and reflected in the water. Backpackers roamed the streets with flashlights, navigating their way down the dirt roads and into the guest houses and restaurants.
"Bet you could use some grub."
He handed me a package of peanuts. "Okay, just what's the deal with the cowboy act? Where did you learn your English?" He shrugged.
"In school, like everybody else."
"But you talk like
Uncle Howe."